نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سلام in correspondence when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote a letter of condolence to Sayyiduna Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu upon the death of his son Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote the salam after Bismillah in the following manner Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim من محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى معاذ بن جبل سلام عليك. The translation of which is, in the name of Allah Ta'ala, the compassionate, the merciful, this letter is from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger of Allah, to معاذ بن جبل السلام عليك. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always commence his correspondence with the name of Allah, and that will be followed by salam if appropriate. Some people substitute the numerical equivalence of 786 to Bismillah. This action is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who should greet whom? Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the young should greet the elderly, the one who is walking should greet the one who is seated, and the smaller group should greet the larger group. Note, it is the obligation of the first three to greet the second three groups, but this is not a hard and fast rule. Some people have a natural habit of greeting first under all circumstances, and they may do so. Sayyidina Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home at night, he would greet in such a manner that those who were awake would hear it and those who were asleep would not be disturbed by it. Note, not causing inconvenience to others is an important aspect of a Muslim's behavior. Thus Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted a suitable practice and fulfilled everybody's rights. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.